express my regret to hear that your chair unfortunately is on medical leave and won't be able to resume his function. That is, of course, very regrettable. We wish the person all the best. Furthermore, since you politely asked what states are doing, I felt compelled to take the floor because within the European Union, there's a lot going on constantly. And I hesitated to take the floor because I didn't prepare an intervention, but also because I have to choose. There is so much going on, and your mandate is specifically focusing on certain dimensions of the problem. So, the European project in itself was originally founded to overcome division and diversity for that sense. Bringing nations together, overcoming division is very much at the heart of our project on a daily basis. We built a solid legal framework that and I could name a number of legal documents, but I think you know all of these documents pretty well. And I think the one that I do want to highlight in this context is the work that is being done by a group called the EU High Level Group on Combating Hate Speech and Hate Crime, because they really focused lately on issues such as hate crime recording, reporting and data collection, hate crime training and capacity building also for national law enforcement. They have recently published key guiding principles on cooperation between law enforcement authorities also and civil society organizations within our 27 member states. So we're trying to work on guidelines that help our member states internally, and then we're also trying to set up principles that they can use across internal borders. So cooperation between law enforcement authorities in that sense is also useful to make progress, because there are best practices that they can learn from internally as well. And of course, we look at what's happening elsewhere in the world as well. There's much more ongoing, but I think for now I'll just keep it to that. Those guidelines are worth looking at.